Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Welcome, Shalom. This is David Ha'ivri, bringing you a Hebrew in the heartland on Israel News Talk Radio every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Thank you for joining me. Today we're going to have a very special show. We're going to have two guests, one from Israel, one from Norway. Both of them are friends of Israel. Both of them are doing amazing work. Well, let's start off with our first guest, Mr. Atta Farhat, who is the chairman of the Druze Zionist Council. He's not only a friend of Israel, he is an Israeli, he is a patriot, he is a Zionist, and he is not Jewish, he is Druze. Druze are a small Arabic-speaking community in Israel. They have 18 villages in northern Israel. They enlist, they serve in the IDF, they don't volunteer, they're drafted at their own request, together with all of the Israeli people. All of their men serve in the IDF. They are typically very patriotic. But recently, we've been hearing a lot of noise in the media following Israel's nation law, where Israel has determined the national symbols and the Jewish identity of the state of Israel. So many left-wing organizations are making a lot of noise, claiming that this law is offensive to Israel's minorities. And there are even some voices coming from within the Druze community who are saying that they are upset. So we're going to be speaking with Mr. Atta Farhat, who is the chairman of the Druze Zionist Council. And he's going to help make some sense, give us some background about the Druze community and tell us about Israel's Jewish identity and how he relates to that as an Israeli minority who is a patriot. So stay tuned for Atta Farhat. We're also going to be speaking with Mr. Willie David Irke, who is the chairman of the Israel Norway, or the Norway-Israel Chamber of Commerce, and he visited in the Shomron together with his wife, Elena, a number of times, and we did some really important things together. They are also working on establishing a green city, an ecologically friendly city in Israel, so they are scouting out the location where they will be establishing that city. So he will be on the show and telling us about his projects, which is also very, very interesting and very exciting. So stay tuned. We're taking a short break now for the commercials and for the news, but then we're going to be right back with the show. In the meantime, you can share the show with your friends and send me in any comments. Looking forward to a really exciting show here on Hebrew in the Heartland.
Hi, I'm Rabbi David Aaron. The soul basics are the most profound, the most essential, and yet often the most neglected in our education. Join me for Soul Talk on Israel's News Talk Radio and discover the secrets to love, spiritual growth, and personal power.
Welcome, Shalom. Welcome back to the heartland of Israel. This is David Ha'ivri on Israel News Talk Radio, bringing you a Hebrew in the heartland every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time. Thank you for joining me. If you are enjoying the show, definitely share it with your friends. Send out a share. Use the link on Israel News Talk Radio. Let them all know about it. Send in your comments. Let me know what you're thinking. There is a lot of talk currently about Israel's nation law, and there are those who are saying that this is offensive to Israel's minorities. So today we're going to be speaking with an Israeli patriot who is not Jewish. He's a member of the Druze minority sect, and he has a lot to say about all of this commotion and about minorities integrating into Israel's society and being part of the Zionist movement. So we're going to be speaking with... All right, now we are speaking with Mr. Atta Farhat, who is the chairman of the Druze Zionist Council in Israel. And Atta is a good friend of mine. He is a true patriot. And currently, he's in the news because of Israel's nation law that many people are saying is offensive to Israel's minorities. Atta, welcome on the show.
Good evening, David. Thank you and welcome you too.
Atta, thank you for joining us on the show. I'd like to speak with you about the statements that you've been making regarding Israel's new nation law. But before that, many of our listeners are not really familiar with the Druze people. So could you give us some background and tell us who are the Druze?
Yes, the Druze community, they are the sons of the prophet Jethro, the father-in-law of Moses, the father of Zipporah, Moses' wife. And the Druze religion was established in 1996 in Egypt, since the Fatima's empire. And since there to now, the Druze live in the Middle East, in Israel, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and two villages in Saudi Arabia. The Druze religion is secret. Only the religionist people know the religion. We are not Muslims. We believe in Jethro, and different from the Islam. We are own people. We are own. We have a believe in one God. Married with one woman, and believe in Jethro.
Okay, so Atta, this is very interesting. So the Druze are a local people who are not Arabs, are not Muslims, and are not Jewish. And the Druze who live in Israel are part of Israel's society. Can you tell us about the Druze being involved in Israel's society?
Yes, the Druze in Israel, they were the good ally and the best ally for the Jewish people before the established of the State of Israel. Before 1948, and they fight against the Arab terrorists with the Haganah and the Etzel. And after they established the State of Israel in 1956, the Druze go to serve in the army, like the Jewish and the Cherkis, according to the law of the service in the IDF. In Israel, we have 18 towns and villages of Druze, and four villages in the Golan Heights. Approximately, the population is 150,000. We have now we took root in the state of Israel. You can see now Minister Ayub Kara. You can see members in the Knesset. You can see judges in the courts. You can see officers in the IDF, in the police, everywhere. Civil servants, Druze. We take root here in the country, and we are very Israeli proud. And I recognize myself that I also Zionist. Proud Zionist Israeli.
So, Atta Farhat, we're speaking about the nation law. Recently, the Chok HaLeom, the government passed a new law, and there's a lot of noise in the media, and a lot of the noise is claiming that this new nation law for the Jewish state of Israel is in some way offensive to the non-Jewish minorities in Israel, like the Druze, for instance. What is your feeling about that?
Look, we believe that national rights in the land of Israel is only for the Jewish people. Others can live here with the full civil rights, but national rights only for the Jewish people. Unfortunately, in the recent days, we have witnessed the evil attempt of the leftist organization and the New Israel Fund, which are trying to place a wedge in the important alliance between the Druze citizens citizens of Israel and our Jewish brethren. It's so complicated because as I said, we are good brothers. We are good allies. Before 3,400 years since Moshe Rabbeinu and Jethro, our prophet. And this brotherhood must continue to now and must remain continue to the future. We would like to keep it strong and remain to be brothers.
You produced a video on the internet where you speak about your feeling about Israel's national anthem, HaTikvah, the hope. Can you explain your feeling as a non-Jewish Israeli towards Israel's national anthem? Do you identify with HaTikvah?
Yes, because the Jewish, I sung the HaTikvah, the anthem, because the Jewish people respect me, respect my belief. I feel free. I can believe. I can pray to what I want. Jewish people respect me, and I would like to respect also back the Jewish people. I feel that I am Israeli. I feel that I am Zionist. And then I sung the HaTikvah with my brothers, the Jewish.
Thank you for sharing that. I'd like you just to share a little bit with our listeners about your organization, the Druze Zionist Council. What does your organization actually do?
The Druze Zionist Council teach the youth people Zionism and to love and to know the historical issues in the land of Israel of the Jewish people. We have a cooperation with the WZO, with Yaakov Haguel, and they support us with several projects. The main project is the seminar, the Druze Zionist seminar for youth, and the second one is Naaleli Yerushalayim, because Jerusalem is the main issue of the Jewish people here in the land of Israel. And the last one is from the Bible to the established of Israel. We make tours around the country and explain to the youth what is the bond between the Jewish people and the Jewish land.
So you are involved in many educational projects for the youth, for the young people in the Jewish community, teaching them about Zionism and about the connection of the nation to the land. And then all of these young people go on and they serve in the military and in the security forces, as you mentioned earlier.
Yes, exactly. We prepare them to when they come to serve in the security forces, they go with the good prepare. They know what they want. They know the history of the land, history of people, why they going to serve, why we teach them to be Zionists and to be also proud citizens and proud soldiers or policemen.
Wonderful. You are doing truly amazing work. Now that our listeners have heard about the Druze people who are citizens of the State of Israel, who are a proud minority in Israel, I'm sure that many listeners would like to visit your community, Daliat HaKarmel, when they visit in Israel. Can they reach out to you? Can they contact you to come and visit at Daliat HaKarmel?
Yeah, sure, exactly. We would like to the people come here, love Israel. They will be our lovely guests in Daliat HaKarmel. We will explain to him how we are minority in Israel, how we are really, really proud citizens in Israel. We enjoy fully citizens' rights, and we also there's some problems. Yes, if you see what goings around the country of Israel, around the state of Israel, you will see that Israel is the brilliant state, and the around Israel, it's the darkness states.
Well, I am glad for this relationship between the Druze and the Jews. I think it is truly inspiring, and I thank you for coming on the show and for sharing this with our listeners.
Thank you, David. Good evening.
And that, my friend, was Atta Farhat, the chairman of the Druze Zionist Council. And as you heard, you are invited to visit with Jewish people at Taliat HaKarmel. You can reach out to me for contact information. We're going to be taking a short commercial break, and then we're going to be right back. So don't go away.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
Tamar? She's sassy.
She's smart.
She's funny.
But she's also a real Jewish mother.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tamar Yonah. And yes, I can be all of those things, but at Israel News Talk Radio, I'm here to bring you the news stories and guests that you may not hear anywhere else. Join me live on air Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays for the most unique and bold talk radio in Israel.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
Well, welcome back. This is David Ha-Ivri, bringing you a Hebrew on the Heartland on Israel News Talk Radio. Today we're going to be speaking with a guest from Norway who visited in the Shomron recently a number of times. And he is doing some really amazing things for Israel, bringing together businessmen and green initiatives to Israel. So stay tuned for our very, very special guest today. Today we are speaking with Willy David Irki, who is the president of the Chamber of Commerce for Norway and Israel. And he is visiting in Israel with his wife. We visited together in the Shomron twice, and we were also up north. Well, welcome onto the show, Willy.
Thank you very much. Yes, very nice to be here. And I love to be in Israel, of course.
It's a great pleasure to visit with you. We spent a few days together already.
Yes, we did. We also had time together in Jerusalem, fabulous connection with some new mayor candidates in Jerusalem as well.
Yes, that's right. We met with Avi Salman, who was a candidate for the mayor of Jerusalem.
That's correct.
And we also, together with him, we met with the Green Coalition for the city of Jerusalem.
That is also correct. And tomorrow we're going to have a new meeting with the Green Coalition for Jerusalem, the Jerusalem Green Fund, and he might also be there, Avi Salman, and that meeting tomorrow.
Great. That's wonderful. I'm glad to have a part in bringing together these wonderful connections.
Yes, it's wonderful to have met you, David, and I think with your connections, we can do great things in Israel.
I'd like to hear some background about your organization, the Chamber of Commerce in Norway for Israel. How long have you been involved in this operation?
I've been involved with the Chamber of Commerce since 2004. And I've been in the board for the last 10 years, the last 2 years as the chairman of the board. And I've been in and out of Israel for the last 40 years.
And what type of work does the organization actually do?
So our foundation, or the status of the organization, is to maintain and to bring people together to do business between Norway and Israel. That's the one part. The second part, it's about the culture. So every year we have several meetings with members and with other groups. We also work very closely with the Friends of Israel on the Parliament of Norway. And we have several meetings together with them in the Parliament building.
And you also bring delegations of business people who visit Israel for business purposes?
That is correct. So every year we have a delegation, and it's this delegation is headed to a DLD festival in Tel Aviv. So that's what our main focus. Additional to that, we get invitation to different other events in Israel from the Norwegian embassy in Tel Aviv, which we work closely together with, which is inviting us for several events in Israel. And we have also delegations coming from Israel to Norway. In Norway, we have, I will say, four main cities which we are focusing on. Oslo, that's the founder of the Norwegian Israeli Chamber of Commerce. Then we added Stavanger. And Stavanger has been working very, very closely about education and bringing Israel and Norway together when it comes to oil business, oil and gas business. So in that matter, we have contributed quite a lot to make that happen. Then we added Kristiansand as a section, which is focusing also on oil business, but it's on the supply side. We also focusing on the med tech part in Kristiansand, also in Oslo. In Oslo, we are focusing more on the high tech level, on different when it comes to connection between Oslo and Israel on the high tech level. In Trondheim, which is the last one which is operating, is focusing on the agriculture part. And we want to, in Trondheim, connect Israel and that middle part of Norway more together when it comes to agriculture and the efficiency of the agriculture, which Israel has to provide with. So we are working very closely with the Israeli embassy in Oslo and finding opportunities to get people also coming from Israel to Norway. And we also several times engage people from Israel to come and speak in Norway. And we have a good cooperation with our sister chamber, the Israeli Norwegian Chamber of Commerce in Tel Aviv. So in that matter, we kind of have an office in Tel Aviv, and we have an office in Oslo.
So recently, I think the first day that we came together, you were my guest on a full-day impact tour in the Shomron, and we visited in the Barkan Industrial Park, and we met with the head of the Shomron Development Company, and also with Mr. Yossi Dagan, the chairman of the Regional Council. What was your impression of visiting in the Shomron on this day?
My impression was that Shomron is a hidden pearl for people most. It's the mountains of Samaria. It's the mountains of Israel. And there is a lot of things going on which the people of the world do not understand or don't see, because they are exposed to media in a different way than the reality shows. So what I find very interesting is the cooperation which is going on in the Shomron, where you have a lot of factories, you have a lot of friendship between Israelis, Jews, and Palestinians, Arabs, everybody working together hand in hand, and side by side to make things efficient and possible and make a living for people in the area. That's what impressed me the most. And I see that there is so much resources in Samaria and in Shomron that I will say that it's a shame that the world do not tell more about it.
I want to fast forward towards the end of our first visit together. You shared with me your plans to build a ecologically friendly city, a green city. Tell us about those. Please tell the listeners about those plans.
Yeah. So We have a private initiative, my wife and me, connecting people from all over the world. And we want in Israel to initiate and to build a new type of city, a green city. We call it a holistic model city. It's an eco city based on green economy. It's a city in the normal phase of cities as we see it today, but with a different agenda. It's a city free of pollution and free of cars, and with a different way of thinking for the people who is going to live there. And we need to bring workplaces in. We need to take care of the time we spend, wasted time in traffic, in line and all this to make things differently and to make time for the families, make time to take care of the health and to enjoy time with the families. And additional to all that, we want that in the city, you should also have food supply with green farming in the city. In a different way, like it's not like on the fields, but it's more like in the big buildings, farming in the houses, as well as in the buildings. So the main point is to cut the distribution system and to make the city sustainable and to make it free from pollution and take care of garbage, wastewater, and all this so that you get a holistic model.
I found this so exciting, these plans that you have. And for that reason, I thought to invite you on a second visit to the Shomron, which we actually succeeded in doing together, and visiting at the University of Ariel to learn about the research and implementation of sewage reclamation plants that are operating in the Shomron, coming out of the university in Ariel, and providing green solutions for human activity here in this region. How did you enjoy that visit?
I enjoyed it very much. I love this tour to Ariel and to see how they take care of the wastewater and make it good again so it can be used. Not a danger to the nature. To take care of black water and gray water and to make it useful. It can be useful either for agriculture or it can be useful to total renew and even to drink.
Mr. Willie, David, Ikri, we need to cut you off for a moment because we have a short commercial break, but please don't go away because we're going to come right back, and listeners, you too, we're going to have our guest on the next segment of the show.
John O'Vandor.
And I'm Ross Nichols.
Join us on our program, Israel on My Mind, a show that broadcasts all the weekly goodness that flows like milk and honey from the Holy Land straight into your ears with humorous and happy news stories.
We're going to be talking about...
What are we going to talk about?
A person who takes out a terrorist with a pizza tray.
And there's Donald Trump talking to a turkey. What's that about?
A 71-year-old rock star is a staunch supporter of Israel.
Join us on our program, Israel on My Mind,
every Thursday.
And we are back. This is David Ha-Ivri, a Hebrew in the Heartland on Israel News Talk Radio. Today, we are speaking with a very special guest from Norway, Mr. Willy David Irkiri, who is the president of the Chamber of Commerce in Norway, Israel, bringing business connections from Norway to Israel and back, bringing delegations of business people to both countries, and building up this cooperation. Recently, he was my guest in the Shomron on two different occasions together with his wife. And we visited at the Barkan Industrial Park. We visited at the university in Ariel. We also went up north and explored some ecological projects. And we were in Jerusalem together as well. So we spent some really good quality time together. thinking on ways to collaborate and join forces with other locals who are working on similar types or of programs.
Very important for taking care of water resources for the future, because I think that in general we are wasting too much. There are many ways to take care of things so that you can reuse it and be more efficient and not waste so much. It's the same with garbage as well. So it's I find it very interesting. And in our project, it will be very important to work together with institutions like universities, research and development institutions, and companies, which is thinking about the future in a different way, so that we can make an impact in this world and that we can work together in making this world a better place to be.
I do hope that these institutions and locations in the Shamron, in the Samaria, can be part of your vision for building these ecologically friendly projects in Israel.
Well, I really hope that as well. And I think that whoever has something to contribute in the right direction will be welcome to be part of the project. It's a project for humankind, for humanity. It's a project which we want to initiate in Israel because all the technologies which we can take advantage of here and help the project to be a project which can be copied to the world for new type of cities and neighborhoods. So this is the main idea behind it all, to work together and to make things better, because we are here on this earth to do things better than it is today. It's our duty, as I see it.
I hope so. I hope that we can be better for the world. Tell us about the visit we had together in Jerusalem with the candidate for mayor, Avi Salman, and the Green Coalition in the city of Jerusalem. Do you think that your visions can collaborate with those forces in the city of Jerusalem?
Absolutely. I see that today there is a lot of initiatives of renewing existing cities. I think that's a fabulous thing to do. The existing cities can be reduced carbon emission, but and also pollution in general. So carbon is one thing, but pollution in general and traffic jam and so on. I think the most important is to make the cities a place for people to be, a place where people can thrive and be in the center of what is going on in their life. So I see that more and more people want to live in cities, and when people want to live in cities, it's very important to make them livable in the way that it's green, it's possible to walk around, it's possible to bike around, and it's possible to enjoy the nature also close to and inside of the city. So I think the Jerusalem Green Fund and these green coalitions of Jerusalem can be of tremendous use for the future and set the standard for future cities to thrive and to become better, definitely.
When we were in Jerusalem meeting with Avi Salman and the Green Jerusalem Green Fund, we had an additional unexpected meeting of additional very interesting people, two rabbis, Rabbi Noach and Rabbi Gedalia, who are caring for young women from the religious community in Israel who have drifted into very bad places. And they are working to help these young women who got into some very serious situations. They're trying to help them rehabilitate their lives. So we had the opportunity to join our thoughts together and hear about their programs.
That people take care of each other, it's so important. we should be here on this earth to see what we can do different for each and everyone which is living here. And I love that project which they are initiating, because there are so many people which coming or got into unfortunate place in their life or in stages in their lives, which really can be helped and taken care of. I see that young girls and boys of today, they are really suffering, many of them, and to help them and to get back to life and understand the value they each and everyone has and the contribution they can be to the society and are to the society, it's so important. So in this case, there is the work to take care of young girls, which been got out on the, let's say, on the gray level of life in many ways, and to take them and make them to come back to life and to the society. I think that's a very, very nice case and very noble case to work on.
I too think that it is a very noble case. It was just very interesting that the rabbis had been thinking of establishing an organic farm as a retreat for girls to be able to come and to work growing vegetables and working with livestock at a place that's detached from the city and from the places where they had been in trouble, and then to rebuild their connection with society and with life and with nature and so forth. And I found it very interesting that here we were coming together to speak about your vision of building an ecologically friendly city and meeting with the Jerusalem Green Fund. And then we came together with these rabbis who are also thinking about building an organic ranch to help these girls rebuild their lives. It's very exciting how all of these things are coming together.
It's true. But when we start to think about something and we initiate our thoughts into the universe, into the nature, into our lives, and we start to talk with other people, there is a tendency in this world that we attract like-minded people. And that's what we see all the time when we are initiating something. And what we think of, that's what's going to happen the most. So I think that we have forces in this universe which is putting people together for the right reasons and for that has the right purposes in life. And I think that to live your life with a purpose is one of the most important you can do. Because some people, we're just drifting around, and then that's not the purpose of our life. I think when you are aware of what you're doing and why you do it, that's the most important. And I see that those type of people, they come together and they meet, and suddenly these cross points come, and there is a lot of good coming out of that. So I love that.
Muri, David, and your wonderful wife, Elena, I am so glad that our paths came together, and I hope that we will together do some wonderful things in Israel and for the world in general.
Absolutely. I agree with you, and I'm very happy that we met you, David, and I see that we can benefit each other's purposes in life. And that is the most important. So when we go together and we find ways to work things out, and when we find the right purposes to work on, and I think that everything comes to the right place when you go in that direction.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and for sharing your inspiration with us.
Thank you, David, for having me on the show. And I'm looking forward to our next meetings. And we are working on getting groups also from Norway to show around in Shomron and make that happen.
Well, it was great having you here in Israel and in the Shomron together with your wife, Elena, and speaking about all of these amazing projects that you are working on. and seeing how we can collaborate and bring more people of influence to visit here in the Shomron and to invest in Israel and to engage. And it was really, really amazing. So thank you for being with us. And listeners, if you are enjoying the show, then please do share it with your friends. Send out the link and send in your comments. You can comment on the comment section on Israel News Talk Radio, or you can send any comments to the social media platforms that you use to engage with me. I'll be glad to hear from you and glad to help you plan your visits to the heartland of Israel. So do let me know when you're on the way to Israel and spend some time here in the heartland. We're coming to the end of today's show. Come back next week on Tuesday at 5 p.m. on Israel News Talk Radio. This is David Ha-Ivri, a Hebrew in the Heartland.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom!
Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling for the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candlelighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio. Straight talk from Israel.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.